This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The Kremlin is warning Kurdish fighters that they will face a renewed Turkish assault if they fail to withdraw their forces in line with the Russia-Turkey deal. The warning comes a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan struck a deal to share control of Syria's northeast. AP's Mike Gracia has more on the agreement.
In the wake of President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria, Russia and Turkey have announced an agreement to jointly patrol nearly the entire northeastern Syrian border. The announcement came after 6 hours of talks between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the Black Sea resort of Sochi. The agreement calls for Kurdish fighters to be given 150 hours to pull back 20 miles from the border. That makes the deadline 6 p.m. next Tuesday. I'm Mike Gracia.
Meanwhile, following a meeting with U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper, Iraq's defense minister says the American forces withdrawing from Syria to Iraq will leave the country within 4 weeks. A top U.S. diplomat gives a detailed accounting of President Trump's demands on Ukraine. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
William Taylor, the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, kept a day-by-day account of President Trump's alleged back-channel effort to force Ukraine's president to investigate the Democrats and potential 2020 opponent Joe Biden. Taylor's lengthy opening statement obtained by the AP lays out the involvement of Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani and current ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland. California Democrat Eric Swalwell.
A detailed account of what he saw in his service in Ukraine as it related to this shakedown scheme.
White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham calls the impeachment inquiry a smear campaign by, quote, far-left lawmakers and radical unelected bureaucrats. She adds there was no quid pro quo. Tim McGuire, Washington.
This is VOA News. In another development related to the Ukraine investigation, AP's Julie Walker says two business associates of Rudy Giuliani are due in New York City court today.
Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman are scheduled to be arraigned on charges they conspired to make illegal contributions to political committees supporting President Trump and other Republicans. Prosecutors say the pair wanted to use the donations to lobby U.S. politicians to oust the country's ambassador to Ukraine. At the time, Giuliani was trying to get Ukrainian officials to investigate the son of Trump's potential Democratic challenger, Joe Biden. Trump's personal lawyer has said the president knew nothing about the donations. Parnas and Fruman are both free on bail.
That's AP's Julie Walker. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is pushing for an early general election after Parliament blocked a fast-track plan to approve his Brexit deal. Lawmakers on Tuesday backed the substance of Johnson's divorce deal, but rejected plans to allow only 3 days of debate before final consideration of the legislation. After the vote, Johnson said he was disappointed, but still aims to leave the EU at the end of the month.
One way or another, we will leave the EU with this deal, to which this House has just given its assent. And I thank members across the House for that hard-won agreement.
Johnson says he will speak to EU members about their intentions and will pause the legislation until he hears back from Brussels. Police in southeastern Britain say 39 people were found dead Wednesday inside a truck container believed to have come from Bulgaria. A 25-year-old man from Northern Ireland has been arrested on suspicion of murder. He remains in custody. Hong Kong's legislature has officially withdrawn a controversial extradition bill that sparked nearly 5 months of massive and often violent pro-democracy protests. The bill's introduction was sparked by the case of a Hong Kong man wanted in Taiwan for murdering his girlfriend. Chan was released from prison Wednesday, hours before the bill was officially withdrawn, after serving a sentence for money laundering. Taiwan has offered to send a delegation to arrest Chan and take him back to the self-ruled island, but Hong Kong rejected the offer. In baseball's World Series, the Washington Nationals win Game 1, 5-4 over the Houston Astros. Nationals winning pitcher Max Scherzer says it was a team victory.
He's terrific. He's a great arm. But, you know, our offense, man, hats off to them for what they were able to do to be able to get to him. You know, hit a couple solo shots and then obviously grind away there and get a big inning against them. You know, that was a big moment in the game to go out there and get a big lead and just a job of everybody.
Game 2 is tonight in Houston. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.